sure from the outside in, that's what it's the only game anyone remembers of the whole season. And as a player, too, we have a similar feel, too. It's hard to really think about the things that we did get better in and whatever we did during the regular season, because it's true, we set such a high bar here, I think, in Green Bay, that I was just telling someone yesterday, we're not trying to just go to the playoffs and get there every year and lose in the first or second round. We want to win it all. We've been there. We know what it feels like. So, yeah, I mean, I think at least in this room, though, we've watched the season many times, so we know where we've made some strides, and we definitely know where we need to get better.
How do you view the inside linebacker depth at this point? I mean, there's been some guys that played for you guys a fair amount that aren't here anymore. Mm-hmm. But you're here, Brad stepped up, and then you got a bunch of young guys behind you.
I mean, I feel really good about it. I think we have a really good room right now. Obviously, with DJ and Bish gone, there's two not only great players, but really good teammates, too, for us. So it's a little different dynamic without them in the room. But, you know, I'm going on my eighth year here. I've seen a lot of people come and go, and it's that part sucks. I hate seeing friends leave. But I think with how this is, our room is set up, yeah, there's no more young guys anymore. I mean, our team is young. Obviously, I'm definitely one of the older guys. And so I feel like even if a guy doesn't have any, you know, like Sam. Sam's probably he's the only guy in the room, I guess, with no real reps in a regular season game. He doesn't feel like a young guy, though. They've been here. The off-season program, everything we do, no one feels young. Everyone knows what they're doing. It's just you have four preseason games to get it right, too.
How quickly some guys do shuffle in and shuffle out of Green Bay. How have you managed to stick around now, like you said, going into your eighth year?
I don't know. I've been really lucky, first of all, obviously, to stay healthy. One, I think they put a price on durability here. They love guys that can be durable, and I've proven to be durable for the most part, I guess. But I don't know. Like I've said before, you know, I just try to stay the course, never try to get too high, too low, whatever's happening. I've been through plenty of ups and downs, I guess, personally as a player, but never really put too much stock into when things were going great or when things weren't going as great as I'd like to. So I don't know. I'm just enjoying my time while I'm here.
You said that you have been durable. Is there a secret to it, or have you just been lucky in some ways?
I mean, it's a combination of everything. Sit here and bore you, tell you about my workouts and nutrition and everything like that. That's obviously that's a monster part of it. It really is. It's something that people don't see. You know, they don't see the general public. My parents, my wife doesn't see 98% of the things that we do to stay on the field, I think. But I think as I've gotten older, I don't claim to be very smart, but I think I know how to take care of myself better than I did when I was young. And I've actually made the effort the last couple of years, I'd say, to go and do things that maybe in the past I thought, I used to think, I don't need to get massage. I don't need to get, you know, I'll try anything. I'd get acupuncture from a guy here in town, everything, just to try to feel how you think you should. And I think now, I'm 29, I feel better than I did when I was 20 in college. I definitely do. Physically and mentally. So I think people may think I'm getting old. I feel like I'm starting to peak a little bit.
Are you sacrificing some of the time that you like to call yourself a weight room meathead, if I recall? Have you given up some of that time to use it doing the other things you just talked about, or are you still doing as much?
Nah, not really. I guess you just say I'm busy from 8 to 10 at night. You know, once you put the kids down and everything, that's when I get a lot of my work done, which I'm sure you guys do too. Anyone that has a family knows that. That's kind of where I've kind of taken the steps and found the time. And I got to give credit to my wife. She's the one that kind of made me do things and made me go out and seek these people to help me out and use these trainers as resources. I've been great friends with them forever. I definitely don't like to sit there laying the training table. They know that. But I bounce questions off them all the time and ask them how I can get better.
What are some of those little things that you do then?
What are they?
Yeah.
I mean, I said, get this guy over on military, get some acupuncture from him. He's awesome. I love that guy. I went to him every week last year of the season. Finally, I'm not real consistent with massages, but I try to get them every couple weeks. Working out, I'd say, I've told people before, Mark Levant has changed how I view not only working out, but obviously everything that goes on in your life. He's kind of been a huge mentor for me. Like I said in the past, I used to sit in the weight room and just do stupid stuff for 3-4 hours at a time and just killing myself, killing my body, which was good. I think it built up a great foundation, but I think now I'm in and out. I'm super high pace, high tempo, and try to simulate game type things when I'm in the weight room. And Mark has been the guy that has got me on that, and it's got me feeling better than ever.
I saw you do the broadcasting boot camp thing, but yeah. If you do stay healthy, I mean, how many more years do you have to complain this league?
People ask me that. I'm going to play as long as I can. I'll make them kick me out. I mean, I love it. I'm having a great time. Like I said, I mean, I'm sure guys will lie to you and tell you that they physically feel great when they don't, but I honestly do. I practice every day. My legs feel as good as they have. I've never had any real shoulder, knee, anything, any issues, so I'm trying to keep it that way, but I don't know. I try to stay around here as long as I can.
You get to see him every day in practice alongside him. What kind of growth have you seen in Brad since he moved in the lineup alongside you?
I mean, Brad's awesome. I think, first off, he's been an awesome teammate from day one. You can't measure that, I think. And they do such a good job of bringing in the right type of guys here. And as a player, I mean, he's awesome. You can watch him. He's one of the fastest guys in the field. He's very smart. You know that. And he just makes a lot of plays, and he's fun to be on the field with. He's fun to have in the meeting room. He's fun to have everywhere. And that camaraderie I think we have around this whole locker room is pretty special.
Was he just a natural inside linebacker that just happened to be playing outside linebacker for the first part of his career?
No, I just think he's an athlete that can kind of do it all. You know, he's... I don't think there is a prototype inside or outside backer these days. You know, they obviously, if you can run, you can play anywhere, and they'll find a spot for you, and Brad's one of those guys.